okay. K4HNR.
K4HNR, N4ZLK. Hey, Connor.
How you doing?
Good. You surprised me. I'm running out to Ethan's to get Blossom. And I was thinking about grabbing the microphone and identifying, and then you called me.
There you go. Yeah, I'm actually heading to Ethan's, too. I was texting him a little bit ago. So we might actually be there at the same time.
You going over to work on a project or play some games?
Pat, yeah, just going to catch up and talk about some stuff. Yeah, we can talk about it when we get there. I'm sure, how far are you from there? I just left, I'm probably 10 minutes away.
About 10 minutes ago, so I've still got another 20.
Meaning to for a while just to talk and catch up and stuff, and I knew that, yeah, Abby started working, so it'd be a good time when it's just him and the girls.
We'll just call Seth and see if he wants to come over.
Yeah, just have a little guy's day.
But Gabrielle, I can't say Gabby.
She's doing all right. Yeah, I don't think feeling 100%, but just taking it easy on the rainy day.
Should be sleeping, so you're a lucky man that you caught me. I was laying there. I slept for a little bit, but I was laying there and had a lot on my mind. I couldn't sleep, and I just thought, I'll just get up and go get Blossom.
Nice. Well, I guess that's what happens when you try to sleep during the day.
Like, it's nighttime in the bedroom, and I was up all night, so I should be able to sleep, but I get that way at nighttime sometimes.
Anyway, I don't know why, you know, everything's just so peaceful and daisies and roses right now. I don't know what keeps me up at night. I was with one of my buddies this morning at a upcountry provisions in, I guess, near downtown TR, and we started a little book club. We're reading that the Unseen Realms book. Aren't you reading that?
Supposed to be reading it. I started it a while ago, but I have not picked it up in a while. I do need to read it. I'm really looking forward to reading it.
So far, we just read the first 4 chapters. It's pretty good. I like it.
Interesting. How does a book club work? Do you get there and read together, or do you read and then talk about it while you're, you know, when you're together?
The book club I've ever done. Yeah, he texted me a little bit ago, or a couple of weeks ago, and said, hey, I'm going to read this book. Let's read the first 4 chapters. And he got like a study companion book by Doug Van Dorn that he wrote to kind of guide and ask questions about it. So we went through that and talked about some questions and just chatted for probably an hour and a half or so.
I'm sure that's good, too. I like Doug. Well, that's great. Let me know how that is, and I do need to get back on. I've got 2 or 3 books sitting around in different places that I'm in the middle of. I should just stick to one and get it done.
I've got 1 or 2 I'm trying to read, and, you know, while I'm reading those, I'll hear about another one. So I've got 5 or 6 to go after this, and it's just a never-ending cycle.
I have time in the day to do everything that I would like to do because I've got too many things I need to do, and sometimes there's not enough time for that either.
I was supposed to spend today with my grandfather. He was going to come and help hook up, install the hookup in our garage for the generator, but, you know, this is probably the 3rd time he's canceled on me and had to do something else, so I don't know. We're going to shoot for next Saturday again.
Well, if worst comes to worst, we can do it. We just need to pick a time and schedule it and do it. It'd be an all-day project for us. It took me all day to get mine done, but I was working by myself, so. But he's got the switch, though, doesn't he?
Got the switch, but, you know, yeah, if it doesn't happen in the next, I don't know, 2 weeks or so, I'd rather just go that route. I don't know if it'll drop down and get super cold again, but, you know, there's storms, there's all kinds of stuff going on. I want it installed.
Doesn't have to be cold for the power to go out either, so it's nice to have. I feel like the power's gone out less since I'm all prepared than it did before. But I have had the generator for a while, almost 10 years now. Is it 10? Yeah. And it's come in handy many times.
That's usually how it works. You get all prepared and then you need it less. But yeah, everything's come for setting up that antenna and the grounding equipment and stuff. I'm just waiting on that bus bar. I think he lives on some mountain up in Tennessee or something, so he got snowed in for a little bit and couldn't send it out. So I sent him a message a couple days ago, and then I got a notification from FedEx, I guess, that it shipped a couple hours later. So I think I just needed to remind him to make it down the mountain and ship it. But it's supposed to be here today, that bus bar. So hopefully we can start messing around with that soon.
If you could go ahead and find out where you want to mount the box on the outside and get that, you can get the box mounted. I think we can, I'm trying to remember. I mean, we can always take it back off if we need to, when we need to drill the holes for the coax on the top. And the plate, I believe you can mount after it's installed. Or you can even mount it before you install it. I mean, there's a few things you can go ahead and get ready to go.
I put it together as much as I can. I put the plate inside that box. But yeah, I think the mounting screws, yeah, need to look at it. You might still be able to just leave the plate on there and fasten the box to the wall. But yeah, I need to start mapping it out and everything. And yeah, I got that big old 100 feet of the coax, I forget what you call it, but you were right. It was stiff. That stuff's hard to bend.
400. Top of the line stuff, there, buddy. You're not going to regret it. I can tell you that. And I'm thinking a couple of those mounting screws for the box might be behind the plate. But you could also map out where you're going to put the lightning arresters and even mount them, pre-mount them as well. If you that's all something you can do and get ready. You don't have to wait for me.
I just start drilling some holes and mounting that stuff. I'm excited. But yeah, again, I got enough to set up this one antenna now, and I'll leave, there's plenty of space for that second one down the road. We'll save up for a couple more weeks and then get that.
We need to plan that. We're going to be out of town next weekend, leaving Thursday. You probably know that, but we'll be gone for a week.
Yep. I think we're house-sitting as far as I know. We'll come out and have a good time. But yeah, hey, I'm actually pulling up to Ethan's now, so I'll see you in a few.
Glad you called me. We'll talk to you in a minute. N4ZLK.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. K4HNR.
KW2T. Hello, Shane.
And 4ZLK. I hope you're well today.
As well as can be expected, being out running around in this damp weather today for my age. So, sometimes I like the weather, sometimes I don't. And sometimes it likes me and sometimes it doesn't,
But we always have to deal with it. I don't know if you heard me talking to Connor. That's my son-in-law. If you ever hear him on, say hello. He's a really nice young man.
You talking to him and all. I was just getting back in the car. I just left the office depot over here. I had to come pick up some envelopes for mailing stuff. And all. Of course, I had an interesting session with mail earlier this week. I put 11 envelopes out in my mailbox on, I guess it was like Wednesday morning. And early that morning, I saw a car pull out of my neighbor's driveway across the street and pull up in front of my mailbox. I figured it was somebody, my neighbor had asked somebody to put some mail back in my box. It had gotten delivered to hers by mistake. And then when I went out there a little bit later, I looked in my mailbox just to see if somebody put something else back in there and found out that all of my mail was gone. And those people are sure going to be in for a surprise, Shane.
That's pretty sad. The only other thing I can think is, out of the goodness of their heart, they were saying, let me take Rusty's mail to the mailbox, or to the post office, because I'm going there. But that's actually a federal offense, to interfere with people's mail.
Oh, yeah. And when they, if they open and popped open any of those envelopes, they're going to be very surprised, because the only thing in those envelopes, one was a 6x9 envelope, and the other were all, the other 10 were all little number 6¾ envelopes. And there was nothing but QSL cards in them. There was not a penny of money, not a check, nothing in there in the way of getting money out of it, you know?
That's what they were. That's a shame, though. They'll probably end up on the side of the road or in a trash can somewhere.
Probably. The only thing about it is I had to figure out which ones were in there. They printed those, get address labels for the 10 envelopes that were going direct. Postage on all of them, so that was $7 worth of postage I was out. But, you know, hey, things like that happen.
That people just won't leave other people's things alone. I hate it for you, but I'm glad you realized it or figured it out, because it might be weeks before you'd ever know. Rusty, I'm here. I'm pulling in my son's driveway, so I'll let you go. Thanks for giving me a call. Hope you have a good day. And try to get out of this weather. And four, is that okay? We'll talk to you later.
All right, Shane, you have a good day. And I heard you're going to make a trip next week. You have an enjoyable trip if I don't talk to you before then. I'm headed back to the house, W2T Mobile.